Hello.
Hello there. Good evening. My name is Frank, and I'm from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, sir?
Yeah, but I don't know if this is a legitimate call. I just don't want to be, you know, a victim of fraud here.
Oh, it's just a poll. We're just going to ask you some questions. We're not going to ask any information from you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for participating. Let's see here. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Okay. What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, in your opinion? And these are the categories: the economy, taxes, education, healthcare, moral, social issues, the environment, crime and drugs, or other?
I guess I would say the taxes.
Okay, thank you, sir. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, in your opinion? Fossil fuels, the need to come to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation, or other?
I guess I would say climate change.
Okay, thank you, sir. What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing your state of Minnesota? Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, to protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, landfill space, or other?
No, I would say again climate change.
Okay. Thank you, sir. What is the scale of excellent? I'm sorry. Using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one being the mining industry. Will you give it an excellent, a good, or just fair, or a poor rating?
I'd give it a fair rating.
Okay. Next one, the refining industry.
I don't know. I'm a car driver, so I would say it's good.
All right. The next one is the agriculture and farming industry.
No, I would say good.
Okay. The electric utilities industry.
Yeah, as far as I can see, also good.
Okay, and the forest products?
Yeah, again, I would say good. I don't know that much about them.
Okay, and the last one would be the medical manufacturing industry.
I don't know. I don't know much about them. So
okay, sounds good.
Negative.
Okay. How would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The county land department, would you say it does an excellent job, a good job, a just fair job, or a poor job?
I guess good. You know, I don't know much about these. I don't study that.
I see. The environmental groups?
Environmental groups?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. For instance, which ones? Like?
Well, I don't have examples. It's just a category, for environmental groups. And then we have the forest and timber industries and the U.S. Forest Service.
Yeah, I don't know too much about it, so I guess I'll just have to give them all good, you know, because I don't study that.
Okay, let's move on. How important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important?
I would say very important, very important.
Okay. Next, how significant of a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is a very significant, somewhat significant, not
too
significant?
Yeah, very significant.
Okay.
I would say very significant.
Thank you, sir. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
I guess I would say same as harvested.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forests today than in the 1970s?
I guess I would have to say there are fewer.
Okay. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say it is a positive one, no impact, or a negative one?
Well, I think it has to, well, if it's done right, I think it's okay. You know, we can't, if they clear out the underbrush too, I would say what? I would say it's okay.
Okay, sounds good. Next, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment, or no?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not parks or wildlife areas, or not?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or not?
Yes, I think that would be a good idea.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products for Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or not?
Yes.
Okay.
I think they should be, yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. And do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or not?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's okay to use it for biofuel.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
Yes, but it was a long time ago. I haven't studied that recently.
I see. Okay. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners. Oh, man. 67%. I got to see, he hung up and it's 67%. No? What? Oh, God. Do you want, you don't want me to fucking talk loud, dude? Son of a bitch.